from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
High noon in the District of Columbia. About 25 minutes, we get to hear from Joe Theismann. Joe T helping us learn more about what he thinks Jaden Daniels did in his debut performance. Right now, though, we got some folks that have been on hold a long time. Give us their blame pies. Jaden is in Columbus. What up, Jaden?
Yeah, how's it going, guys? I was able to hear bits and pieces, so obviously it worked. So I heard some of what everyone was saying, but not everything. But, yeah, blame pie. I'm going 10% offense when you give up 37. I mean, really hard to kind of keep up. Thought Jaden Daniels for his first game played pretty well. And then it's just 45% defense and then 45% defensive coaching, which includes our head coach, who's also a defensive coach, Dan Quinn. And it's not about the win or losing or blaming Dan Quinn. There's no identity. And I think game one, you can have identity. Last year, we played the Cardinals, who had no Kyler Murray and was one of the worst teams 2 years ago. They had a clear identity when they played us. They were knocking the hell out of us. Sam Howell got knocked out of bounds late. They were physical. They were fast. Then week two, they blew out the Dallas Cowboys as like a 15-point dog. That's just in his first two games as a head coach in Jonathan Gannon. Dan Campbell had an identity day one. I think they played the Niners 2 years ago. They were feisty and competitive. It had no business being in the game. I mean, shoot, Jerod Mayo yesterday, the biggest underdog of the day as a defensive head coach, his defense balled out. They had a clear identity. Physical, run the ball, good defense. I don't care if we win or lose. It's just I don't think it takes that long to have an identity. Sean McVay, day one with the Rams, had a clear identity with a bust in what we thought was Jared Goff. So I don't think it takes long to have identity. And it's pretty, I don't know, as a coach, it's not only what you do, but it's like the place you left. What do they do? He left the Cowboys. I don't know to you guys, we can blame Deshaun Watson. The Cowboys' defense looked the best it has in a while. So it's like, was he really that big of a difference on defense with the Cowboys? Because they look just fine without him. Whereas, like, with coaches, when they usually leave somewhere, the other place kind of goes down. When McVay left us, our offense went downhill. So it's not only that McVay was great, he left us, and our offense went downhill immediately.
Jaden, it's a really good call. You brought up a lot of good points. My only retort, and I'm not trying to be dismissive, seriously, is that it's week one, and I think we got to there's a lot of reacting to a very small sample. But if we get 6 weeks down the road, and a lot of what you're pointing out is consistently happening, I think you're really on to something. Is that fair?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I just, again, it's not the whole winning or losing. It's just kind of the identity point. Like,
it looked ugly, dude. I think,
yeah,
it's like, I don't think a lot of people thought they were going to win, but I don't think a lot of people thought it would look like that. Thank you for the call, man. Really appreciate it. Dwayne is he at the University of Maryland? I too went to College Park. What up, Dwayne? What's your blame pie?
Hey, what's up, fellas? How y'all doing?
Doing good, brother.
Hey, no, I work at University of Maryland. Yep.
College Park after dark. Look out.
Yeah, College Park. Yeah. So, since I don't know how to make a pie, if I made a pie, that's what yesterday. So, I want to blame everything on, like B-Mitch said earlier, no preseason. Preseason is where we're supposed to play and get everything together. I mean, if we don't play preseason, you're missing tackles. So I blame everything on preseason. That's the beginning.
All right, bro.
Thanks for the call, Dwayne. Appreciate you. Listen, you can certainly argue that this group could have used a little more time together on the field. Mm-hmm. Also got to say, shout out to my man, Dwayne, at University of Maryland. Ideally, it's an institute of higher education. We can learn how to make a pie. Jay is in Columbia, South Carolina. Hello, Jay. Right. How do you do?
Me, Mr. JP, how we doing? Long time, no talk.
Good to hear from you.
I'm going to do 50% defense, 40% offense, and then a strong 10%, which will overlap both offense and defense coaching staff. And the reason I say that is because, guys, I'm a assistant high school coach at a high school, and it don't matter the level of football. You tell your guys defensively. I tell my guys, look at the route tree in the secondary. Look at what they running. All they did was run corners, slants, and corners, slants, and outs. That's all they did. All they did. And on that corner route where 15 caught the ball for a touchdown, if you clearly watch it, they just let them go. Offensively, Kingsbury, you got to open up the field for Jaden. Yeah, I wasn't really impressed, but we know he can move with his legs. I don't know if the receivers get open or not. Based off what one caller said with the camera angle, I couldn't see if they were getting separation or not. But you have to stretch the field and see if this boy can beat you with his arm. And, again, obviously receiver-wise, I mean, bruh, somebody said Terry's not a threat. I disagree with that. Terry brought a lot of attention yesterday. They clearly said it. Todd Bowles said that he's came for Terry. So what happens is the other receivers got to open up and get open to open him up. And, I mean, bruh, it just didn't work out like that. And then, obviously, tackling is bad. And then kicker-wise, why did we get rid of Ramiz Ahmed? I don't know. I love Ramiz. I don't know why we got rid of him. He was kicking
you
better than
Ahmed?
My man. Yeah, Ahmed. Yeah, we got rid of him.
I'm aware. I wasn't expecting a call.
He was kicking. He was kicking. He was kicking.
Yeah, he was. He wasn't making them all, but it's fair.
He better than Cade York. And then I say this. Guys, I'm from Rocky Hill, South Carolina. That should ring a bell about all the greats there. BT Potter for Clemson, all-time leading scorer. How does he not have a job at kicking? Don't know. Bring him into the Commanders. He can kick. I'm just saying, there's guys on the market. We're overlooking the kicking thing. But look at Dustin Hopkins. Look at Harrison Buckner. His first ever career start was against us on Monday Night Football with the Chiefs. We ended up losing that game, sadly. But I mean, I'm just saying, you can. It's about coaching these guys and giving them the confidence. And like that dude said in the last call prior to the Dwayne, we don't have our identity. But obviously, like you said, the week's got to go on and all that. So it is what it is. We'll see how it goes. You know me, JP and B. Mitch. Y'all know I get into it in more depth. So we'll see after the weeks go by what we're working with.
Thanks, right, buddy. Cool. Good call. Appreciate you. Yeah, I think they're probably bringing some kickers in. I did get some more submissions via Twitter.
Yeah, kickers definitely will be coming in.
Yeah. The first round draft pick on Twitter says blame by 80% on the defense, not being able to get off the field and force almost any three and outs. If they got off the field, more opportunities get for the offense to get into a rhythm. Right about that. Cade York, 10%. Joe Witt, 10%. I think the first half of this game, they just did not get enough rush from the front. I don't think Baker was able to stand in there and fire off lasers. I thought Baker also played really well. Like, you got to tip your cap to a pro on the other side.
Yep.
You got to at least get him off his spots. I mean, it was third and four, three-step drop, fire the out, seven-yard gain. You know what I mean? Like, we saw that over and over.
Consistently.
Baker did a good job of throwing with anticipation and getting the ball out fast. But, you know, I don't think the secondary is very good, but I don't know that they got a lot of help yesterday. Jeff Thorne on Twitter, Landfill. I'm curious your reaction to this. His blame pie goes 100% to the Ron Rivera regime.
I mean, 100% might be a little excessive, but Ron does kind of deserve some blame. I mean, his drafts were just awful. And, you know, those picks should be the bulk of the team here. But because they were so bad, they're just not.
Yeah, the drafts were really bad. And I think they are low on.
Yeah, you come in and you have to basically get rid of over half of a team to try to get some semblance of talent. It says a lot.
Jonathan is on the road. Johnny, who you mad at?
Man, I got 50% on the defense because the defense didn't hold up. The defense wouldn't hold up. I got 15% on the kicker because bad field position, and we need the scoring to stay consecutive. I don't even have a voice because I was yelling at him all day. I got 5% on, like, the NFL officiating because now we're getting all these reviews from upstairs that nobody's had all week. And then I got 30% on Kingsbury because we're supposed to be running the ball first and second down. We need to establish the run, ease them into the game plan. We're throwing too many quick screens, too many one-yard passes. Where's the five-yard slant, seven-yard slant, these intermediate passes just to get the offense going. I don't like how we didn't use the run game enough. And that's pretty much it.
All right, bro.
Thanks for the call. Appreciate you. Yeah, the run game, there wasn't a lot there. I think it's hard to run the ball when you can't stay on the field, and they just could not stay on
the field. And the other team stays on the field.
Right.
And then they score a touchdown, then it changes up the game. I don't know why that is never understood. When you go 3-4 and out, they go down and score a touchdown. You give it up again, they go score a touchdown. You're not going to run the ball the next time. You're going to try to catch up.
Yeah,
it's human nature.
It didn't really get that far away from them. Early in the third quarter, they stretched it to 23-7. Then Washington went back and scored. Could have cut it to one score there. They're down 9. And then Tampa rattles 2 straight touchdowns off.
Yeah.
Then it's over. I didn't love the game plan. I don't know that we saw enough, know enough. I'm also trying to track down some separation stats. For the wideouts, I don't think I they definitely left some yards out there in the pass game.
Mm-hmm.
But dude, if you can't, I mean, the third down numbers. Dan Quinn talked about the third downs. Just that was like kind of where the game went.
We didn't convert, and they did.
Tampa was 9 of 13. Washington was 2 of 8.
Yeah,
like that tells a lot of the story right there. I think. You know, Dan Quinn talked about the struggle, and there were two Dan Quinn, I guess, quotes from postgame last night that stood out to me in different ways.
Mm-hmm.
Specifically on the struggle, he talked about you need the struggle to see the identity develop. You don't want it, but you do need it. That part is hard, and that struggle happened tonight. The previous caller said, what's the identity? What's the identity? I guess it's developing. This, though, I thought was a bit alarming, Brian.
Mm-hmm.
Dan Quinn said, going into it, I was expecting us to really see us hit our marks and go. I just didn't feel the energy, the hitting, and the tackling that I was accustomed to seeing.
Mm.
Isn't that on you? You're the coach.
Well, if I'm accustomed to seeing it, you're showing me everything I want to see in practice. You got in the game and didn't do what you're supposed to do. I don't know if that's on the coach. This is where I'm at.
I know that can't happen again. That's the one thing that
can't
happen
again.
If it's an energy thing.
But if I have a bunch of men who are paid to play football, doing everything in practice, then they get in the game and something happened, what am I supposed to do, go wind them up in the back? The player's got to bring that damn energy. And at the pro level, I don't blame coaches as much as I do the damn the players. The players have to be able to do. They know what the hell they got to do, you know? And then you get in the game, and it seemed like as the game was going on, their energy was starting to dissipate. You have to get yourself ready.
In this game, Tampa was 9 for 13. It's almost 70% on third down. That was the 6th highest success rate in a single game in Bucs franchise history.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's never good to make.
We can put it any kind of way we want. Defense has to play better, point blank.
Correct. Joe Theismann celebrating his birthday, taking the time to join us next.
Hey, it's Brian Mitchell here. What a great NFL weekend that was. And you have another chance to start the season with a big return on FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook. You'll get started with $200 in bonus bets guaranteed when you place your first $5 bet on tonight's game. You can build a same-game parlay on the Monday night game with the Jets taking on the 49ers. Let's deal with this. Christian McCaffrey over rushing yards. Aaron Rodgers over passing yards. And Breece Hall, anytime touchdown. Hell, you could throw Christian McCaffrey in that anytime touchdown category as well. Just visit FanDuel.com/Brian to make every moment more this season. FanDuel, an official sportsbook partner of NFL. FanDuel Sportsbook, the official partner of 106.7 The Fan. You have to be 21 years old and present in Virginia. First online real money wager only. First $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as a non-withdrawable bonus bet, which expires 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Country Gambler.
Ladies Night. What a banger. Right now, very excited to welcome on to the BetQL guest line and start by wishing him a happy birthday. Mr. Joe Theismann joins us. What's up, Joe? How are you, man?
Thank you, JP. I appreciate that very, very much. Great to join you on the first Monday of the season. And I hate to say it, but things didn't look a whole lot different.
Sorry, what is this, the 50th birthday, Joe?
Actually, it's 51. Thank you. So you were close.
But thank you for making time for us on your birthday. I'm sure there are some golf courses out there calling your name.
I'm like B. Mitch. There's always a tee time waiting for us somewhere.
I love it. You said something interesting there, and I tend to agree with you, especially on the defensive side of the ball, that what we saw yesterday didn't look all that different from what we've seen the last couple seasons. What stood out to you in the 37-20 loss to Tampa?
Well, I think, big plays by, Tampa's offense, getting behind our guys was an issue and has been, and it will be. And, this year to me is a little bit different. I think what Dan and Adam are trying to do is you're building a foundation here. I anticipated communication issues because you basically have started half of your football team, whether it's, part of the offense, part of the defense, that hadn't been there. And it takes time to develop a cohesiveness, and it takes time to develop a communication, especially when you're on the road.
Mm-hmm.
But I thought that, Mike Evans is just a beast to deal with anyway. The first touchdown catch he makes is like, I don't care who was covering him. It didn't matter. But, people seem to get by our secondary a little too frequently for me as far as the defense goes. I thought the line, really put a lot of pressure on Baker at times, just couldn't quite grab him and get him down. He made some, he made some really good plays. You could see the difference in somebody being comfortable in a pocket and in Jaden's case, not comfortable yet in a pocket. I mean, you can see the distinctive difference between experience and youth.
Do you notice, is it going to be a situation where, like you said just now, they're trying to build a foundation? And I understand that, and they have to figure out this thing, and they're looking at it for the long haul. But there are a lot of fans who just see when anything new come in, they automatically expect it to just be there, be finished. What would you tell the people like that where you know the foundation is trying to be built, but they want you to win yesterday?
It's human nature. It really is. It's just human nature, But Jaden was the first pick. Everybody knew he had to be the first pick. He's a very talented young man. We got a tiny, tiny little sample of his athleticism and his abilities in preseason. And you and I have talked about this. Do not take anything out of preseason. And now there is no preseason. All preseason is right now is an evaluation process for coaches to figure out how to fill out a 53-man roster. The three of us could sit down and write in 45 players that would make this Commanders football team. Of course, this year is a little different because a lot of guys came in. But we could, all you're looking for is five or six spots.
Yeah.
And then your practice squad. Because that's preseason has become worthless other than for that particular purpose. I think that, I hate to say it, but, this is going to require patience and time. Mm-hmm. And it's something that we haven't seen it here.
Yeah.
I mean, since I got hurt, just as an example, since I got hurt in 85, I believe there are 43 different starting quarterbacks in Washington over that period of time.
That's crazy.
In the last 20 years, there's like, we've seen coaches come and go. We've seen philosophies change. We've seen players change. But unless you have stability at that position, you really don't stand a chance to enjoy any degree of success. And I think that's the frustrating part for me as a fan and all of our fans. And I think Jaden is going to be a wonderful foundation. He has the athleticism. Now, we have to watch him grow into playing the position. His footwork, he was rushed yesterday. This is the first time, the difference in preseason for a series and the difference in a 60-minute football game are night and day.
Yep.
The speed of the game, the pressure you're going to be under, the awkwardness that you have to be able to make plays, trying to get the ball out of your hands. And I will tell you this, Caleb Williams, Bo Nix, Jaden Daniels, when you drop back against these defenses, you have no idea what you're looking at.
Mm-hmm.
It takes time to figure out who's supposed to be where. You can sit and study all the film you want, but then coaches are going to make adjustments to you. If you escape to the left,
what they're going to do is they're going to pressure you from the right side, and they're going to hold that right defensive end until you go to him. I mean, it's all the little – now we're starting to get into the little nuances of the game. But foundationally, I think it was important that Jaden had a chance to see himself on film and be able to evaluate his reads, his delivery, his footwork. And it can't just be – it can't be Cliff and the coaching staff doing it. He's got to be honest with himself and say, okay, these are the areas where I need to improve. This is what I saw. I used to sit in meetings with quarterbacks at the park. I'd sit down with different guys that have been there, young guys. And I'd say to them, we'd be studying film. I said, what did you see? And then my next comment to them would be very simple. Don't tell me what you think you want me to hear. Tell me why you did this so that we can build on it. And that's the thing that you'll sit down with Jaden and say, okay, why did you go here? You know, obviously everybody's going to miss deep throws. I mean, I'd love to see him hit Terry with that one. It would have, I think, been a, real shot in the arm for him and for the team. But, hey, everybody misses him.
Yep.
The worst performance yesterday was by far Bryce Young.
Sure.
By far.
In his second year.
Carolina.
Too.
I mean, it was just – and of course, you can't take 3 years off and expect to play the Dallas Cowboys if you're Deshaun Watson.
Yeah.
And we saw what Russ can do. That's why I'm just, people ask me about Jaden in the beginning of the year, guys, and I said very simply, I want him to start 17 football games at least. I want to see him start 17 football games. That way he'll be able to accumulate continuing knowledge to get better and better and better at his trade. You know, Deshaun Watson's played 12 games in 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy.
Yeah. With Jaden,
it's rust. Mitch, you know what it's like. If you got hurt and missed 3 weeks, how did you feel? Imagine missing basically 3 years.
Yeah, you're starting over. But let me ask you this question. Like, you said Jaden should be doing that. I look at it this way. I think the other players also, because we have a lot of players who've heard a lot of good talk about themselves, and if you believe what you hear. But I think it's time for players to be truthful to themselves and look at what they're not doing right and improve it. Like, this is not college. This is not high school. Not little league. This is the pros. No. This is your profession.
You're not on scholarship, right, Mitch? You're not on scholarship.
Oh yeah.
Well, being on scholarship nowadays, you make more money than you make playing college.
Especially as a rookie.
But I agree with you. I think it's you have to be accountable to yourself, number one, and then you have to be accountable to your teammates. What are you? Every guy in that locker room today. I would say every guy in that locker room has to look at that film and say, how can I get better at what I do?
Yeah.
How can I get better? I don't need a coach telling me that I need to do this. He can guide me. He can give me guidance. He can share wisdom with me. But I'm the one that has to implement it. I'm the one that has to stay late. I'm the one that has to work harder. If we have a chance to be what we want to be and what our fans want us to be as a football team, then it's got to be individual accountability.
Yeah.
Be accountable to that guy in that locker next to you. I think that's so vitally important.
I'm with you.
You're saying the same thing.
Yeah. Talking with Joe Theismann here on the BetQL guest line. Joe T, the last great quarterback in Washington, and it's been some time in between. Happy birthday to Joe Theismann today. I appreciate you making time for us on your birthday.
You're welcome.
What did you like from Jaden yesterday?
I thought there were times that he made some good throws. I thought he showed a degree of composure at times in the pocket with a lot of things going on around him. I mean, he felt pressure, but he didn't see it. Now, I'll explain the difference.
Yeah.
You're going to feel pressure. You're going to move around. I thought he protected the ball pretty well in the pocket. He just, it was sort of hard to evaluate because he was the leading rusher by, 40 yards?
By a pretty wide margin,
But, you're not going to make a living in this business, and you're not going to survive if you're going to be the leading rusher. I don't care whether you're Anthony Richardson or Josh Allen or anybody. It's not going to work out that way. You play the position to throw the football. I thought there was a foundation to build on where he got the ball out of his hands. When he knew what he wanted to do with the football, we could see what it looked like. Now it's a question of building on that, know what you want to do with the football. The Giants defense, You know, they're going to come at you. Now he has a real sense for the speed of the game.
Mm-hmm.
Now all of a sudden it ain't preseason, and now you know the pressure's coming from everywhere. And it's not going to be the first series and I go sit down. It's not going to be two series and I go sit down. It's going to be two series, three series. And I've said this so many times, is I want to see how people handle adversity.
Yeah.
When everybody's telling you you're wonderful, you're terrific, everything, and things are going well, and you're getting great blocking and all that stuff, that's fine. All well and good. But it doesn't happen on a consistent basis in our business. It's yeah. How do you respond to bad things? It's like, you know, Mitch, we're all about golf, okay? We love golf.
Yeah.
It isn't the good shots. It's how do you manage the bad shots? You ever watch the pros? They're in the woods, and all of a sudden they're on the green.
Uh-huh.
How do you handle the bad shots? How do you handle the bad things? And that's where you learn to grow in this business.
See, Joe, I show JP that every time we play. If I hit one in the trees, I end up getting the par. He goes, man, you make me sick with that.
Right, because I am a weak-minded blogger, and when I hit it in the trees, I just mentally quit on the hole.
But there are analogies. I mean, you know, managing. You know, you're going to have bad situations. You're going to make mistakes. And listen, you those guys on the other side of the ball are mighty darn good. And so you know, like I said, when you're a rookie in this league, at our position, at the quarterback position, the volume of learning is incredible. But you have to improve every day, every week.
Yep.
You know, that's where hope can be created, and that's what I say to the fans. You know, unfortunately, we say, hey, let's give it some time, but we really have to because the team has been basically revamped, and we have a very young, talented individual at the quarterback position who I think, having spent a little bit of time, I think he's mentally tough enough to be able to handle what is called quarterbacking at the professional level.
You know. It's funny you say that, Joe, because what stood out to me most about Daniels yesterday, and I don't think him rushing the ball 16 times is a recipe for long-term success, right? You don't want to take his running ability away, but ideally you keep that 8, maybe 10 carries, something like that, right? But what he showed, I thought, and I think this goes along with what you're saying about his mental toughness, he showed that he is a dog competitor. And the only thing that could get going was his legs, and damn it, he's trying to run through daylight.
Now he has to temper that movement with his legs to be able to buy time to get receivers the ball down the field.
Mm-hmm.
So you move to create opportunities. You don't move just to take off and run. And I think he's got to work on his sliding a little bit. I kept watching him run, and he sort of would dive forward. I'm thinking, no. One of these guys is going to come at you and hit you, and he's going to get a 15-yard penalty, and you're going to get a trip to the sidelines.
Yeah, I mean, he took the one shot for Bryce Hall, right? That was the helmet-to-helmet. Yeah. They got the penalty. Still, you'd like to see fewer of those, obviously.
Yeah, well, again, it's part of the learning process to be able to, I say this to every young quarterback. Your job, your number one job is to keep yourself available to play in practice so you can get better.
Mm-hmm.
I use Deshaun Watson as an example. You know, he missed time in training camp this year because of a shoulder issue. And you know, 6 games 1 year, 6 games another year, no games, you know, when you left Houston. Now, you know, he's got to work his rear end off to try and find it.
Yes.
And when you got $265 million in the bank, how hard are you going to work hard to find it? Plus, you're 4 years. You're basically 4 years older,
right?
Yep.
And 4 years removed from playing at a top level.
Exactly.
Joe, yeah. I don't know if anything stood out to you from elsewhere around the league, but looking ahead now, we've got the Giants coming to town, and unfortunately, the Giants always seem to deliver their best results against Washington.
But they didn't look good either.
What's that?
They did not look good either.
No, and. You look at this game, the Giants have some serious dogs on their D-line, but I think from a talent standpoint, this is a far better matchup for Washington than Tampa was. What do you want to see against New York at home, Jaden Daniels' home debut, what should be a packed house. Like, what do you think that should look like?
From Jaden, basically, I want to see him get the ball out of his hands and be decisive with where he wants to go with the football. I don't want to necessarily see him run as much. And if he does move, which is different than running, find somebody to get the ball to. And this is where this, you know, we talk about Patrick Mahomes and Travis Kelce. Mm. You know, when I had the opportunity to play with the great Art Monk, people would say, "Oh, wow, you could always find Art." No, Art found me. I would scramble around, but it seemed like Art was always the guy I could find, just like Patrick always finds Travis. You got to let the receivers know if I'm moving, if I'm on the right side, move to me, move back to me. Give me a place to put the ball. Don't let somebody plaster on you, but work your rear end off to give me a place to get it out of my hands. You know, we're working together in this thing.
Yeah.
And I'd like to see him, you know, obviously I don't want him to carry the ball 16 times in a game. I mean, it's, you know, Daniel Jones does it a lot. I mean, we could have a rushing contest in this one between the quarterbacks, the way things have gone, which you don't want. I'd like to not see people run by us. And have people, you know, open behind us.
For sure.
If people are gonna score, make them work.
Yeah.
Make them work their ever loving rear ends off. If they're let's make them work. If they're gonna get to pay dirt, let's make sure it takes them a long time and you don't get these, you know, big bombs. Which, you know, historically one of our big problems is being able to score points.
Yeah.
You know, we put up what, 20 yesterday?
Yeah.
But really the last couple of touchdowns, the game was sort of out of hand.
Yeah, it was 37-13 with five minutes left.
You know, right. But I think that, you know, I know one thing. The guys didn't quit, and that's a start for me. They didn't throw in the towel and say, oh, you know, geez, all right, we're getting our rear ends kicked. We'll line up and get ready for the Giants. No, they kept working their tail off. And that's a credit to Dan and his staff. And you know, to me, you know, again, like it's this football team, different than we've had before. This one has a lot of change going on in it, and it's going to take some time to be able to adapt to the changes and the communications that are necessary to be successful.
Yep. Joe, we really appreciate
they
you
don't
giving
happen
us,
overnight.
Giving us time on your birthday, man. I hope you enjoy the day and get to celebrate. And maybe next week, if we are able to talk, we're having a different conversation.
I hope so, too. If you know, reach out, let me know. I'd love to visit with you guys. Always love visiting with you. Love listening to you. You know, Mitch and I have known each other 100 years. JP, you and I, not quite as long.
We're getting there, though. Thank you, Joe. Seriously, appreciate it, man.
Hey, I just want to be around for the next 10 or 20.
All right. Got you.
Me and you both. Thank you, Joe. Happy birthday, man.
All right, Joe. Thank you, guys.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Joe Theismann, what a legend. I think really fair analysis there.
Yeah.
Really in line with what you and I have said about this is a rebuild. Jaden looked pretty good. There are steps to take, obviously. Here's the steps we're going to take. We're going to give away concert tickets to the Marley Brothers. We're going to run through our touchdown pool. And before we go anywhere, we got to look at Jets Niners tonight. But keep this in mind. As you're ripping bets all over the NFL, college football, this is an exciting time. But it's only the start of football, and it's also Responsible Gaming Education Month. If you decide to get in on the action this season, the American Gaming Association wants to remind listeners to have a game plan when it comes to betting. A solid game plan includes betting with legal sports books only, knowing the odds, keeping it fun, and sticking to a budget. Please go to haveagameplan.org to learn more. Brought to you by 106.7 The Fan's proud responsible gaming partner, the American Gaming Association. B, you know Chris Kerwin that I work with, right, from NBC?
Yep.
Kerwin's been doing this a long time. Kerwin worked for George Michael. Like, he knows what he's doing.
Yeah, Kerwin, no.
He said yesterday was one of the three hottest games of his career.
I believe it.
And running around with a camera and stuff, that's hot.
JP, I was standing in one spot, and my whole shirt was wet.
Yeah, dude, it was hot.
Like, they were like, oh, man, I think it was hotter when we played golf. I'm like, no, we were walking. Playing golf. We are not walking. We're just standing up, and I was completely drenched.
It was hot, man. Here's what we're going to do. Caller number 10 right now. You win two tickets to the Marley Brothers Forever Legacy Tour, September 27th at Jiffy Lube Live, featuring Ziggy Marley, Stephen Marley, Julian Marley, Kamani Marley, and Damian Marley. Tickets are on sale now. For tickets and more event information, visit thefandc.com/events. All right. Last week, we started this touchdown parlay contest, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it's us versus the Junkies versus Grant and Danny. Now, I believe all three of you guys have hit, right? So Jeff hit with Brian Robinson. Landfill hit with Joe Mixon.
Who was with Gibbs.
You had Jahmyr Gibbs, right. So I have Christian McCaffrey going tonight. I think I don't remember Grant and Danny's, but I know the Junks have this actual bet in where I think they win a pretty sizable pot. So I don't know who picked them, but they have Christian McCaffrey going tonight also. Is that right, Landfill?
Yes, the Junkies hit 3 out of 3 yesterday. They had B-Rob, Justin Jefferson, and Mike Evans. They have Christian McCaffrey going tonight. And Grant and Danny also hit 3 out of 3 yesterday. They had Tyreek Hill, Justin Jefferson, and Mike Evans. They have Breece Hall going tonight.
But don't the Junks have 6 people on that show? They only have 4 picks?
Yeah, something like that.
Doesn't the math seem off there? So here's my question for the great Landini. If McCaffrey hits tonight, then we have hit our parlay, and the Junkies also hit their parlay.
But
they have actual cash on it. So apparently I'm looking at their bet. They have a $10 bet that would win them $560. So they had B-Rob, Mike Evans, Anthony Richardson, Justin Jefferson, and Christian McCaffrey. So one of those guys must not have made a pick, or a bunch of them agreed on a pick or something. I don't know. I don't know how the numbers landed.
Mm-hmm.
Landfill, you have some hater in you. That exists in there.
A lot of it.
Are you rooting for CMC to score tonight, which would mean our show goes 4 for 4 on our first ever touchdown parlay, but it also means not only the Junkies make $500, but I've been told per sources, Drab put his own individual bet on the parlay, and Drab personally stands to become possibly a multimillionaire. I'm not sure the size of the bet.
Well, that's good. Then he can pay me back the money he owes me for his Seahawks costing me my parlay yesterday. I put in a 4 o'clock game parlay. I went 3 of 4, and the stupid Seahawks cost me. They gave up a meaningless touchdown, so they won by 6 instead of 6.5, which I needed. So I hope that McCaffrey scores and Drab owes me the $200, or I'll stab him.
Stabbing. All right.
Yeah. I actually,
you said it on the radio?
Yeah. I had an alarm set, Stab Drab, 9:57, but he ran out of here before I could get it.
All right. Well, quick break. We're going to see if we can find Drab and let Landfill stab him. Nobody go anywhere.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
For a
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.